She handed me the divorce papers 3 hours after her graduation ceremony, still wearing the cap, still drunk on champagne and applause. I stood in the kitchen, dish towel in hand, as she slid the manila envelope across the table like it was a casual bill. "I need space," she said. "Freedom. This was always the plan." She smiled, a slow, smug, victorious smile, like she'd finished a long con, and I realized she had. I paid the rent while she studied, worked doubles to cover her tuition, took on side gigs when her loans ran thin. She called it our dream, said we were building something. I cooked, cleaned, sacrificed my job offers to stay near her campus. But somewhere in year four, the hugs got colder. Her phone lived face down. Weekends became study retreats. The love didn't die. It eroded, slowly, deliberately, and I let it, because I believed in her more than I believed in myself. I didn't argue when she filed, didn't ask questions. I signed the papers, packed my life into a beat-up truck, and drove away while she stood on the porch with that same goddamn smile. She waved, laughed, said, "You'll thank me one day." I never came back. 10 years of silence, no updates, no address changes, no social media. I disappeared like smoke, built something from nothing, quietly, methodically. I worked in tech first, then crypto, then real estate. Stayed low, kept clean, learned fast. By year five, I owned 3 companies. By year 8, I was consulting Fortune 100 firms who never knew my real name. I became a ghost in the system, untraceable by the woman who thought she'd buried me. Until she found me. It started with an email, 1 word in the subject line, "Please." I didn't open it. Then came the calls, dozens, then hundreds, 169 in total. The last one was a voicemail. I listened once, only once. She was crying, saying she was sorry, that she made a mistake, that she was proud of who I'd become. I never told her a thing. So how did she know? Curiosity doesn't kill you. Nostalgia does. So I called back, once. Told her to meet me at a rooftop bar downtown. She came. Same eyes, same smile, less fire. She hugged me like I was some long-lost treasure. I didn't flinch. "Why now?" I asked. She blinked too quickly. "Because I missed you." I nodded, let the silence work. Then I pulled out the envelope, just like she had 10 years ago. Her hands trembled when she opened it. Inside, printed screenshots of her affair. Dates, hotel names, chat logs, all from her college years. I'd saved it all, watched it unfold, but said nothing. Her face drained. You knew?" I smiled. "From the beginning." "Then why didn't you say anything?" I leaned back, sipped my drink. "Because your silence was my freedom." She stared at me like she didn't recognize the man in front of her, and maybe she didn't. She thought she'd traded up, that I was some sentimental stepping stone. But she never understood. Quiet men are the most dangerous. We observe, we adapt, we wait. And then we strike when there's no noise left to cover the sound. She asked for help that night, financially, personally, emotionally. Turns out her second husband left her with debt and a foreclosure. The degree she weaponized didn't carry her far. She needed me now. And for a second, just a flicker, I felt pity. But then I remembered the porch, her laugh, her freedom. "No," I said. "Just that." She begged, offered apologies I'd waited a decade to hear. I stood, dropped the final envelope on the table. Inside, a check, $1. Signed, dated, stamped with the words "paid in full." She chased me to the elevator, shouting things, crying. But the doors closed. Silence again. Beautiful, merciless silence. I went home. To a different city, a different name, a different life. No ghosts there. No echoes. I poured a drink, sat on my balcony, watched the skyline blink like it was winking just for me. Betrayal doesn't end with heartbreak. It ends with clarity. She thought she used me, but I used the pain. She built a degree. I built an empire. And now she's just another missed call in my log. 169 reminders that revenge doesn't have to shout. It just has to outlive the noise.